welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. What keeps you from the Word? Somebody yell something back at me. I did this before, and I'm going to do it again. What keeps you from the Word? Work. Do you have to work? Yes. But you need to set priorities so work has a place, your family has a place, everything has a place, but Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first. See, there's the key. If we seek first, He will order everything else. So work can't be an excuse. Well, I'm working a double shift. I don't care if you're working triple shifts. I've worked every one of them. I always found time for the Word. My parents taught me that. My wife always found time for the Word. My wife had parents that were godly. You understand what I'm saying to you? Listen, you know I'm 39, so I'm still working on it after 39. I'm still working on this thing. Every day I work on it. Because I don't want to let go. I don't want to let anything get in the way of the Word of God being the priority in my life. The priority. Give me something else that keeps you from the Word. Electronics. Too much of that stuff. Is there anything wrong with them? No. But when things crowd out the Word of God, there's a spiritual problem. If anything squeezes out the Word, there's trouble. The Bible says in Romans that sense and reason without the Holy Ghost is death. So if we know that's a problem, what do we do? I'm going to give so much time to that. Anything wrong with that? I know my grandson plays these games, and I'm still on Pong. Remember Pong? Boom. Boom. And I couldn't play that game either. What else is keeping you from the Word? Yell it out at me. Sports. Anything wrong with sports? But when it becomes the leader in our life and pushes down the Word, our spiritual man is not being fed. Who can tell me 10 years ago who won this? Who can tell me 5 years ago who won this? It's gone. We don't remember that because we're always striving for who's going to be the next champion. I'm telling you, I already know who the champion is. His name is Jesus Christ. And I've got to feed my spirit man every day. If not, my spirit man could go anorexic because there's a hunger for this book called the Living Word of God. Give me another one. Procrastination. That's called the flesh. Give me another one. Oh, the good old news. If I listen to that and entertain that over the Word of God, I'm in big trouble. We'll stay glued to that information, waiting to see what happens. Years ago, there was all kinds of riots in California. Things were being burned up. I literally stayed up all night to see what was coming next. I was good for nothing the next day. But if I had stayed up all night in the presence of God, I would have gained much more. You understand what I'm saying to you? It's not about how long you spend in the Word. It's that the priority is God is first in my life. Say, God is first in my life. Israel never moved until the pillar moved. When the ark moved, they moved. When I was sitting in my office, the Lord began to speak to me about the Ark of the Covenant. There's three things I want to tell you quickly. Can I do that? What was in the Ark of the Covenant? Aaron's rod. And the Lord said to me, Aaron's rod equals authority. When the ark moved, they moved. Then there's something called the pot of manna. That's God's promises. How long did God feed Israel? 40 years, except what day? The Sabbath, because he made sure there was enough left over from one day to the next. And what if they tried to save something God told them not to? It would rot. And the third thing was the Ten Commandments. He said the Ten Commandments represent the Word. We have the Word of God on the inside of us. We have, listen to me, We have the Word of God on the inside of us. Say, I've got it, and I'm hungry for more of it. I've been waiting on God for an answer for a long time. Did He give you something to do? And if He hasn't given you something else, keep doing what you're doing and doing it to the best of your ability. I'm not going to move until the Spirit of God tells me to move. God told me to pastor a New Testament church, and that's what I'm doing. Opportunities have come and gone in my life, great opportunities, good money, and everything else that goes with it, but I would not trade the call of God on my life or my wife's life for anything in this world. How many remember what some preacher told me, and I still live on it today? Can I repeat that again? Sure, I can. Here's what he said, his first and opening statement in Philadelphia. He was at a teen challenge. If God calls you, say this out loud, God calls you into the ministry. Don't settle to be a king or a president. What's higher than having a call of God on your life to tell people about Jesus? Nothing. Many times I have people come to me and say, Pastor, I feel a call of God on my life for the ministry. I says, you're already in it. Well, what do you mean? Are you born again, Spirit-filled believer, Jesus on the inside of you? Did He give you the great commission to go out into all the world and preach the gospel? Then I don't have to ordain you or lay hands on you. You're already a minister of the gospel. Raise your right hand. Say, I'm already a minister of the gospel. What qualifies you? Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the Word of God. Qualify. Say, I'm qualified. I encourage you to look up Azusa Street. Holy Ghost broke out. As I was sitting in my office, the Holy Spirit said to look up Azusa Street. There was so much, I just jotted down a few things. The size of the room was 40 by 60. This room is 80 feet. Their room was 60 feet. There was no stained glass windows. There was no steeple with bells on it. There were no padded pews or seats. No air conditioning, no heat, but just the room, 40 by 60, say, Mr. Seymour, with one eye blind from having smallpox, went into that room and started praying. He'd have two crates, one piled on top of the other, and he'd stick his head in one of the crate on the top, and people would always hear him saying, repent, repent, repent. People came by the hundreds of thousands. They couldn't get in the place because how many people could you? I could fit 1,000 people in this place by law. How could you fit thousands of people, guess where, into a building that's 40 by 60 made out of wood? Are you hearing me today? Say, Mr. Seymour, heard from God. 1909 was the year. There were no instruments of music. None. We have a great worship team. Say, no instruments. They weren't needed. Why do we need something to stimulate us when the Holy Ghost should be stimulating us? See, we've kind of gotten spoiled. We've got these crutches. Let your house be a sanctuary of the Holy Ghost. No choir. A choir doesn't stir the Spirit of God up. The Spirit of God doesn't need anything to stir it up. What it needs is a born-again, Spirit-filled believer who has a heart that is ready to receive the seed of God's Word. And I'll tell you what, my hands go up like this. Say, glory, 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 glory. I just start worshiping God. Hallelujah. I hear sometimes music in other cars that's so loud, my car starts rattling. And there go bebopping. So I figured I'd try to lift my hands and start praising God. People look at me like I'm nuts. Well, I am nuts. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm in love with Jesus. Amen. My wife and I still hold hands after 39 years. You know why? Because I love her. We're inseparable. I love doing things with her. Amen? There was no choir. But many times the Spirit-filled people that gathered in that room would say they heard a choir of angels because they heard singing, but yet there was no choir to sing. Glory to God. Oh, my. They didn't take any offerings up. How are we going to sustain this? He will supply all your needs according to His riches. Marilyn Hickey had rented out an arena for like 20,000 people. In two meetings or three meetings, she had like 200 or 300 people. And she said, God, how am I going to pay for this? There's no money. That's not true. Say, that's not true. Say, God has enough to share. She got on the elevator going back to her room and say, well, I just have to believe you, God. A woman gets on the elevator and said, are you Marilyn Hickey? Asked her how much the services were costing. And she told her, she said, I'm writing a check out for the whole amount, taking care of it for you. They didn't collect offerings. They did not advertise. There was no internet. There was no paying somebody. There were no posters put up. There was no advertisement. What was the advertisement? The Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost. Number of years ago in China where the gospel's not free to go, in the middle of winter, they would gather together and baptize people, cut a hole in the ice because they knew the guards would not be out looking for them. But they didn't advertise. People would gather by the hundreds at a certain location that they could only know by the Holy Ghost. What's too big for God? Nothing. He can do anything and everything. My God, have mercy. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? It's not just enough to come to church and have a meal prepared for us. God is looking for us on a daily basis to get in His presence so He can meet one-on-one with us and share His heart. Glory. I said glory. What are we waiting for? There was not one organization that was behind them. Sometimes you hear people say, what organization are you under? I always tell them the same thing, the organization of the Holy Ghost. Listen to this last statement. I wrote it down verbatim. This is Harvest Church. All who are in touch with God realize as soon as they enter the meeting hall that the Holy Ghost is the leader. When you enter this place, there's not this pastor in charge. There's not that pastor in charge. There's not the worship team in charge. But as the Holy Ghost moves on somebody, and listen to me now, they had church 24/7, 9 years of 24/7 church. People would come and minister the word and then sit down. People would get healed, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. Why? Say, Mr. Seymour, heard from God, with one eye blind from having smallpox, who people laughed at, said, where is your education? Here it is. What gives you the right to do what you're doing? Here it is. Do you know Jesus? Yes, I do. But how could you have anything on the wall that's hanging said, you're ordained? Or can I tell you something about ordination? Ordination is simply man seeing there's a call of God on your life. I got them in my office. I've got an honorary doctorate. I've got ordination all over the place. None of that means anything because if God does not have a touch of God on my life with the Holy Ghost, I can burn them and make a nice fire. They look nice, but they don't say who I am. Say who I am.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.